You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an esteemed honor and privilege and pleasure to be able to present this very special broadcast of TPC on this, the 10th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2021. We are broadcasting live from a private location, a private gathering of citizens who honor and respect their Southern patrimony and our Southern heroes. We are in South Carolina again tonight, and we have a live audience in front of us. Could everyone out there give us a big rebel yell? And they're out there. Ladies and gentlemen, we were here last November, a couple of weeks after the election, when everyone was so black-pilled. The gentleman who has hosted this gathering on his private property brought us in for what was, at the time, one of the most incredible events I've ever attended in a 17-year career that has seen me go to a lot of places. We painted a three-hour verbal picture of what that was like on that program in November. And he told me at the time, the private citizen who owns this private property, who is having just a get-together of people in the local community. That's all this is. And he said he wanted to do another one in July, right after the 4th. And he said it would be bigger, it would be better. And I thought it would be impossible for it to be that. But boy, was I wrong. I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, without any exaggeration, there have been more than 1,000 people here throughout the day. Young, old, families, seniors, children, beautiful little babies. It has been wonderful to see so many people coming and sharing in the joy of being who they are, given the opportunity to come together and celebrate with live music, with a dunk tank, a guy in a Joe Biden suit and a mask. You can dunk him. There's been archery. There is a gentleman doing gun cleaning, a gunsmith. There are vendor booths. There are all these things, and it just happened organically. Again, the gentleman who was putting this on isn't a part of an organization. He's not an organizational head. This is just something that through strictly word of mouth. He's done it now twice in less than a year, and the caliber of people. Their ability to articulate why they came, what they're doing here, why they wanted to be a part of it. Folks, let me tell you, in spite of all the oppressive assault against our heritage and our culture, when you give a people a chance to come together and be together, they take that opportunity, and they have taken it here. And over the course of the next 3 hours, we are going to be bringing on people from the audience, people there here assembled at this gathering, and we're going to be letting them tell you a little bit more about themselves and why they're here and why it was important for them to show up and to support this effort. But I've got another surprise for you tonight. Co-hosting with me throughout this three-hour odyssey will be none other than Jason Kuna, who came down from Virginia as I came over from West Tennessee. Jack Ryan, our regular correspondent. He happened to be fleeing Chicago for the 4th. He thought things would get dicey up there, and he just so happened to be in Charlotte. He went to vacation in Charlotte. I said, well, Jack, I'm going to actually be doing a remote broadcast in South Carolina. Why don't you come on down? So that just sort of happened randomly. So Jack is here tonight. You'll hear from Jack. Kirk Lyons, the great Kirk Lyons, our lion of the courtroom, is here. And he'll be on, as well as a lot of other people who you'll want to hear from. But first, let's give it over to the man who'll be riding shotgun with me tonight. As I heard my friend John put it when he was describing Jonathan Bowden yesterday, it was like he swallowed a dictionary and a thesaurus. Well, that's Jason Kuna. He is one of the most well-spoken commentators that we have in our cause. And I've said enough, I think, for now. Let's let Jason describe what he's seen and what he's felt today as we welcome Jason now to the broadcast.
Well, thank you so much, dear brother. Could not be a more exciting time for me to be able to come down and participate in this magnificent event with so many wonderful people. My family have a long history in service to the South. We fought for the Confederacy. I had family members that rode off. They had a horse, and so therefore they were in the cavalry. One particular member that was a big inspiration to me, and I write about in my book Crucible, was a family member who rode off to battle, left a wife and children behind. He had a horse, so he was automatically in the cavalry. That was at the very beginning of the war. He fought the totality of the war and then died in the closing days, was killed in combat in the closing days of that conflict. And, of course, that was an irrevocable change to the United States of America after we lost that conflict. It became a very different country, and we've suffered quite a little bit since then. But to be in a place, and we say this is an undisclosed place, and I have to say why. I, as far as I know, the good Lord did not tell us exactly where Eden was. So since we're planting the garden right now, we're not going to actually give up exactly where we are in the lovely state of South Carolina. But it is an organic festival. It is magnificent.
And that is what it is, Jason. That's the word I was searching for a moment ago. It is a festival. It is a carnival-like atmosphere of entertainment, food, and fellowship. Obviously, we're here doing a radio program, and we're so thankful for the for our host here to have invited us down and to do this. But it is a festival. It is a family-friendly a gathering of entertainment. People are here to be entertained, but they are also here to celebrate our culture and our uniqueness as an expression of God's humanity.
Precisely.
And this is a piece of heaven on earth. I was thinking about that earlier. I wanted to say that. This is as close to heaven as I think you can get on this temporal plane.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you could. I don't know if you folks can hear this in the background. There's live music still playing outside. There were several bands playing today. James has articulated wonderfully, as the great host that he is, many of the elements of this festival and what has made it such a glorious thing. But I think really the bonhomie of the community here, the winsome children that I have seen scampering across the grounds today.
All healthy, all wholesome, all
they couldn't be
incredibly
better.
Handsome or beautiful, depending
radiant.
On the
absolutely
radiant,
radiant, absolutely radiant with health. Every single one of them, and that comes from the harmony of a biospirit of people who are not ashamed to be who they are, to express who they are. That freedom of expression that we are unable to partake in because we are members of Western kind and in an anti-white civilization. They stifle that. You really don't know what you're missing until you actually are able to vent that feeling of creativity, those thoughts that emanate from inside of us, that instinct of who and what we are as Western kind, and in particular for us, Southerners, who have our own, just like all across the West, our own special variation of Western civilization and a beautiful expression that it is. But indeed, eyesome couples everywhere you look, handsome men and women, I hear the music playing, and I know we're getting ready to come up to that break. But brother, I am so ecstatic to be here, so grateful to our host for tonight and this glorious day. But I'll pass it back to you in the closing
Always
segment.
Fun to do live remote broadcast from an event that is full of energy and goodness. And we're going to be breaking down and bringing you some of the people. Hey, folks, we're just getting started. 2 hours and 45 minutes still to come as we continue to share with you hope and inspiration. We'll be right back.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing
up. My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
And welcome back, everybody. So we are at, again, this private event in South Carolina. I want to tell you a little bit more about the people we've met today, and it has been such a cross-section of Southerners, and not really just Southerners. There have been people from Bulgaria, from Romania. A gentleman from California came up with wearing a Confederate flag, and there are Confederate flags lining the property here, so that's how you know you're at the right place. And he said, you know, what is it about the South for Southerners? As a Californian, he said this, and he was a conservative Californian. And we talked about it. He said, I get it now. I get it why you can't let this go. This is who you are. And I don't think it had been properly articulated to him before. But there have been people from all over the country that are just driving by. Now, obviously, most people are here because because of the word-of-mouth advertising. But some people are just driving by and seeing a big get-together, a hootenanny, bands and vendors and food trucks and dunk tanks and jump houses and things like that, and they want to see what's going on because it's free and it's open to the public. This is just a community gathering that is being put on free of charge by a gentleman who wants to spread Southern goodwill. And so we've met a lot of people today, and there was one man who was 80 years old if he was a day, and he had more energy than I've ever had. He was out there dancing in front of the band for hours. He couldn't have been human to have danced that long. It's just this elderly Southern guy. And to give you the other end of that poll, there was a 14-year-old who I was visiting with earlier in the day. And if I was that smart when I was 14, we would have taken over the world by now. He was so well-informed and articulate. To be 14, he was light years ahead of where I was at that age and could stand toe-to-toe with me now, a 14-year-old. But we've seen all kinds of people today. They've all been incredible. Now, when we were here last November, there was a gentleman, young man named Hunter, who is here again today. We're going to talk to Hunter in just a moment. But Hunter came on, and I sort of described. I said Hunter is this. He's about my height, and he's well built. And to borrow another line from my friend, he has the kind of jawline that you could use to shred cheese, and movie star, looks like a Chris Pratt or somebody like that. And he came on after that introduction, and he just laid it down, and he spoke so well informed and articulate himself. And there was actually some ladies in the audience who said, you know, is he single? Is he, is there, you know, how can I get in touch with him? And unfortunately for them, not unfortunately for him, but he is married and now expecting. So congratulations to Hunter, who we'll hear from in just a moment for that. But I was having dinner. I got in town last night, and I was having dinner with another young man. And I said, "Listen, if you're an eligible bachelor, we can help you out." And he said, "No, I have a girlfriend." And I said, "Well, you know, again, all of these people are paired off, and it's incredible." So I saw this young lady today, and I saw her a couple of different times over the course of a couple of hours, and she reminded me of my wife, very attractive. And I said, I introduced myself and said, "What brings you here?" And she said, "Well, my boyfriend is here." And then I put the two and two together, and I said, "Okay, well, that's who he was talking about." And then, you know, they're standing here together right now. And it's an incredible thing. My wife, when she was 16 years old, she was working at festivals and little town gatherings at a booth for me when I was running for the state legislature. So when I see another young lady here, supportive of the cause and supportive of her boyfriend, it takes me back many years to my beginning, and that's a very important thing. Thanks for being with us tonight. Can you introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little about yourself and why you're here?
Well, thank you for having me on, James. I certainly appreciate it. It's an honor. It's definitely something I've wanted to do for a while, is be able to share what the South means to me, what my heritage means to me in a much more public form. But I originally got involved with the Heritage Movement. I'll go by Sam for now. We'll leave my real name out, but sensitive these days. But I definitely love the land in which I was born in which my grandfathers before me were born in a long, long time ago. I had some ancestors who came here from England, France, Germany, but all of them somehow managed to end up in the South, and I'm very grateful that they did. My ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War, in South Carolina and Virginia units, and then in the Civil War we were all over the land, but all for the Confederacy, and I'm very proud of that today. And it's important that if we want to maintain our position as the founders and as the people who first came to this country, that we demand to be treated with respect and decency. And so that's what we've gathered here for today, James, is to ensure that we are continuing to be treated with respect as the founders of this great nation.
What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Now, if you could, give some advice from your personal perspective to other single men in the audience tonight, because there are a lot. I think sometimes, not necessarily with our audience, but with single men in general, they believe they have to go along with the prevailing trends of society in order to woo an attractive partner. You obviously have shown that that's not true. How does that happen? And what could you say about your hopefully one day wife?
Well, I can say that I was certainly very blessed to find the woman that I'm with today, and I wouldn't trade her for anybody else in the world. But what I have to say to the men who are out there right now who are feeling a little bit low down because they haven't found a woman of their same viewpoint, which is you know, becoming more and more rare as our society becomes more and more liberalized, I would say to them, step up each day with the intention of walking in as much righteousness and as great a manhood as you can, because that's what the woman you are really looking for will be looking for herself. So if you walk in the world in cowardice, and you show people that you aren't worth anything, in reality, if you walk by the standard that is presented to us every day of weakness and living in fear, then you will never attract a woman who is worth raising a family with.
Hear, hear, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is what I experienced in November here. You pull in anyone from the crowd, and they are this fantastically well-versed and well-spoken. And thank you again, my friend, for joining
you,
us on the radio, and thank you
to
your
here.
lovely girlfriend as well for being here tonight. Jason, you listened to that as well as I did, as well as those here assembled. Your reaction to that with just a couple of minutes before the break.
Well, I'm not surprised because everybody we've been running into over the course of today have been mature. They've been clear-thinking, lucid individuals, happy individuals, the exact opposite of what you see everywhere else in society where people are at odds with their civilization. They're at odds with what's preached to them from their television, from their radio stations. Not happening, of course, with any of these because we're giving them the truth and about how to live a joyous and happy life. Nothing more perfect could be shared at a moment like this than when, in this age, we have so many people unable to find partners, unable, and that is because of the anti-whiteism, that they are unable to pair up, they're unable to start these relationships, unable to start a family as a consequence of the things that they have been taught about each other. They've been put at odds. That's all anti-whiteism is about, tearing down Western kind, going after our relationships, our families, preoccupying us with things that make us unwell. You can hear in this young man's voice that he is fully aware, fully tapped into that spirit of the West, passed down through generations, both felt in the spirit and in the words of our elders, how to live a righteous life in goodness, in glory, for our God, for our country, for our people, for all time. This is where you can find that, ladies and gentlemen.
You're inspiring me. I do this for two decades. Did we pick the right co-host for this particular gathering tonight, ladies and gentlemen? How about Jason? But I want to say again, as we continue to plumb the audience this evening, you do not have to betray who you are. You do not have to betray your ancestors in order to survive and to live and to procreate and to have a family and to attract women, which is important. I mean, but boy, Western civilization isn't going to survive if we don't have men who can take a strong lead and attract a worthy mate. That's what we're seeing here. You don't have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. And in fact, if you do the exact opposite, if you do as our guest this segment has done, that is the path to prosperity.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, in a Friday phone call, that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure, the White House said.
The United States expects when a ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, we expect them to act.
A fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside Bangladesh's capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door, fire officials said Friday. The blaze began Thursday night at the five-story Hashim Foods Limited factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Pfizer and BioNTech said they will seek approval from the FDA for a booster shot of its COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. However, the FDA and CDC said that a booster is not necessary at this time. Here's public health expert Dr. Aditi Narukar.
Pfizer and other drug companies will continue to iterate whatever formulations they have. And that's not uncommon. And that's just something that they're doing. And they've been doing this for lots of vaccines and drugs. And it's just a natural process.
They expect a third dose to be even more powerful based on early data that has not yet been published or submitted to the FDA or other regulatory bodies. Despite most experts predicting that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates as soon as 2023, an improving jobs market and rising inflation is leading the president of one Federal Reserve Bank to believe it should happen sooner, which would create an uptick on mortgage and refinance rates. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, we certainly have a veritable VIP joining us right now, a man who is no stranger to this listening audience, who joins us just about every Confederate History Month and sometimes throughout the year as well. He has spoken at some of our TPC conferences. He is Kirk Lyons, Esquire, who has been fighting this cause in the courtroom on that particular battlefield for many, many, many years, longer than I've been around on this scene, that's for sure. He is a friend. He is a brother. And he is back with us again tonight. And Kirk has made the drive down from North Carolina to South Carolina, not too far of a drive, but a little bit more than just around the corner. He's here, and we're grateful to have him on the broadcast. And Kirk, tell us... Again, this is what we're asking everyone tonight. Now, you don't have to tell your personal story because it's well known to this audience. And if you don't know it, just go back in the archives and search for Kirk Lyons. So that's not what we're going to be talking to Kirk about tonight. What we're going to be talking about to Kirk about tonight is tonight and what we're doing here, why he's here, what he's seen, and how he would convey that verbal illustration to the audience.
Thank you, James. It's a pleasure to be here. The thing that animates me is that the late Republic, which your average voter now understands was dissolved in the last election, so-called election, but those of us in the South have known that our ancestors were right, that we are right, and for the rest of you, we told you so that this was coming. We told you so and you didn't listen. Now you're listening. Now you're listening. One of the things I like about coming to South Carolina from the People's Republic of Asheville, which is I live near, within the frag radius of, is that there's still the spirit of resistance among South Carolinians. South Carolinians are probably right up there with Texans in terms of state pride, state and regional pride. I don't know if you can beat South Carolinians on this side of the continent for proud of being a South Carolinian. And as a Texan driving through South Carolina, you see the flag of South Carolina almost as much as you would see it in Texas if you're driving through the great state of Texas. And that's great. So I was actually a poster runner. You've heard of rum runners, you've heard of gun runners, I'm a poster runner. And I happen to have 400 anti-Nikki Haley posters sitting in a closet that were not doing anything in North Carolina. So I wanted to make sure that those got out when that rapscallion decides to run for president or vice president again, that we have Big Sister posters throughout South Carolina. So I brought 400 posted down here to South Carolina, and while I was here, I heard from my good friend, the Lady Kim, who said, my loyal Seneschal, you need to go to this party that they're having in South Carolina, and Lady Kim, your wish is my command. So here I am with various members of my family, hello family, and we've just been having a great time.
Kirk, you are a great time indeed. I mean, this is absolutely amazing, and it's fantastic to see you again. The warrior against heritage violations, I think I've heard you call it before in the past. This man is such a prolific fighter, a lawyer, that he's such gravity that he has smaller lawyers actually orbiting him at this moment. So it's magnificent that you are here with us, brother. What I want to know from you, I mean, you have seen a lot of ups and downs in the white sympathetic sphere over the years, particularly, obviously, when it comes to our Confederate heritage, Southern heritage, great Americans, by the way. How do you feel? How do you sense what's taking place here today? Do you see something new? Do you feel something new?
I do, and I see that a good bit of Middle America got a very, very healthy education. about what is really happening in this country. And that's a good thing, because these people need to be mad and scared, because there's a lot of scary things going on in this country. But I taught a Constitution class this past two semesters online with mostly homeschoolers. And the thing that I kept hammering to my class, you don't need to read about the American Revolution, what happened before 1775, because you're living it now. And it is a very valuable lesson. And the thing that our less fortunate brethren in the center need to learn is that the only thing that can fight revolution is counter-revolution. And we are in the midst of a Marxist globalist insurgency. And we've been living that since Nikki Haley started the Heritage War in 2015, and of course before that.
I should say very quickly, Kirk, I believe it was 6 years ago yesterday that the flag came down from Columbia. 6 years ago yesterday.
Yesterday. Well, that was the new phase of the fighting, and it intensified. And a lot of our, like I said, our less fortunate brethren in the stupid party didn't get it. They thought they could placate these people, and you can't. And they're hopefully at least people with a few more brain cells than a lot of our politicos have, are learning that very hard lesson that you cannot placate the left unless you want to go into the boxcar.
I guess that's right. When you talk about a revolution, you're talking about a revolution of thought, because you've been in these court battles. It's been an oratorical fight after an oratorical fight. And there are many setbacks, because we know that many of the courthouses are full of these anti-whites, and they often find in favor of anti-white positions, even when objectively it is unfair to do so. But we see here, despite the fact that there are so many negative things going on, Nikki Haley existing and taking down the flag, white erasing us from the civilization that we created. But yet you see so many people with joy in their heart here today, happy to be celebrating who and what we are. How do we harness that joy that we have to serve us in our struggle against the anti-whites?
By continuing to do it and setting up an alternative cultural life for our people here that completely eschews modernisms and the modern music scene and the modern dating scene. We make our own fun, our own culture, just like our ancestors did 200 years ago, out there in the rural parts of the country in their little cabins, you know, having a dance from midnight till dawn. I mean, we can do that again.
Kirk, let's get all the contact information. Kirk has an organization that you should be very well familiar with and that you should support. Hey, listen, we need our warriors on all of the fronts, and we need them in the courtrooms as well. This is our champion in that arena. How can they contact you? How can they learn more about your work?
Southern Legal Resource Center, P.O. Box 1235, Black Mountain, North Carolina, 28711. We have a Facebook page, and I like Facebook. I'm saying this on the record because I love mocking the left. I've learned how to censor myself. I've learned how to live in our wonderful Stalinist socialist dictatorship that we live under. And I mock these people, and they can't take it. So, and I've learned how to self-censor. That's very important. So, like I tell people, if I'm destined to go into the boxcar, I'm going to deserve the ride.
It's like my pastor once said. He said, why did you give away your country? He said, I didn't. It was taken from me kicking and screaming. And if we're going to go down, we're going to go down punching, that's for sure. You've got a website, though, as well.
Yeah, the website is www.slrc-csa.org. And if you come into the western parts of North Carolina, look us up. We're not hard to find. If you go into the post office, you should see my picture on the bulletin board. So come see us, and we give you the nickel tour. Just down the road from us is the old fort, which is a reconstructed 1775 fort when that part of North Carolina was the Pale of Settlement. It was an international border. And so there's a lot to see and do, and, you know, we do need the help. We do. We need prayer. We need lots and lots and lots of prayer. We're taking on the Supreme Court of Texas right now on three separate cases that all involve a criminal conspiracy that goes by the People's Republic of Dallas. And it is the People's Republic of Dallas. We're fighting Marxists and, of course, corruptocrats, which are in league with Marxists. And it's a good fight. The state of Texas has gone into special session. There's a monument protection bill. And now is the time to put the pressure on the Supreme Court of Texas, which hopefully will be hearing three of our cases. But if they don't hear from people, if they don't think that anybody gives a rip about monument protection, then nothing will happen. And then I will go do something else. I'm going to become a greeter at Walmart.
Well, no, don't do that. We need you where you are. Give the website one more time, Kirk.
www.slrc-csa.org.
You know, folks, they can take down our monuments, but as long as we have this spirit, we will not be defeated. And as long as there are people like those here assembled, I am telling you, folks, without exaggeration, hundreds of people have been here throughout the day, and we have a fine collection of them right now for this live broadcast. If you were here, you would believe that we have a future. Don't let the media jade your perspective of where we are and where we stand as a people. We are still alive. We're still kicking. We're still fighting. And we're not going to go down. We're not going to lose. We are going to take this back. Thanks to people like Kirk Lyons. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take another break.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back. I mean, this is one of the shows where I wish we could be here all night long. I mean, this is a show, we're only an hour into it nearly. There's still 2 hours to go, But already, I am telling you, it's going by too quickly for my taste, and this is one that you really want to savor and prolong. How about the great Kirk Lyons with us in the last segment as we continue to talk to the people here at this wonderful organic community gathering? Everybody here is wearing a Confederate flag, either on a cap or on a shirt or on a lapel or a patch or something, except for Jack Ryan, who's wearing a University of Chicago shirt. Oh, I don't know where Jack is right now. We'll get him back here in just a minute. But it has been great. Now, there is one thing we should mention. I don't want to, even for a moment, mention anything other than exuberance tonight, but this should be mentioned. Because we were talking about in the last segment that so long as this spirit lives within us, we've got a fighting chance to turn this thing around. They can take down our monuments. They can slander us. They can libel us. They can oppress us. They can seek to shun us and socially ostracize us. But, you know, Jason, the thing is, even in spite of an inundation of those efforts, it has not sullied the crowd here today, and that is remarkable that you live in constant anti-white, anti-Southern propaganda through every media organ and societal organ, including Southern churches now. But boy, you give Southern people a chance to come and be together and celebrate their shared community, and they are doing it, and this is evidence of that, the best evidence you could possibly produce, because this is in real life actually taking place before our very eyes. All of that propaganda didn't dampen the crowd. And if there had been anybody else here, I mean, they were already lining the highway. They couldn't even get into the property because all of the parking spaces were full. And they had been full all day long.
Yeah, without question. The party started, the festivities started here in Eden, if you will, at around 10 this morning. And within an hour, people were already lining the highways. There was no place. There was standing room in this glorious. But I think
without anything other than word of mouth advertising. I mean, this isn't an organization. This isn't
precisely.
This is just a get together of people that live around here.
People. The instinct overrides the propaganda. The instinct comes through the poison when given the opportunity. And this is why the anti-whites will not ever take their foot off your neck.
The billions of dollars of propaganda have been moot. Here,
it is nullified when given the opportunity. We immediately return to instinct, as any animal would. Whether you believe we have souls or not, I do, but whether you believe we have souls or not, we live inside an animal's body, and you have an instinct, and when given the opportunity, the instinct reasserts itself. That is why anti-whiteism can't remake a man. They can't remake a society. It has to be a poison that is continually injected into the system. And even when that's the case, by way of all the news, entertainment, media, education that we are put through the totality of our lives, telling us to hate ourselves and we Southerners, on top of that, hating not only being Westmen, but also hating being Southerners, still, when given the opportunity to vent that instinct, we come out and we shine gloriously. That is what they hate most of all. This flag that you're talking about that everybody has on, everybody here knows what it truly means. Everybody here knows the values that are invested in it, the Christian heritage that is invested in it, the honor that is invested in it. Everything that the anti-whites tell you in your news and entertainment media, all of that about this flag, all of that about these people, all of that throughout all of these generations have been lies to try to cut you off from that glorious heritage, because a person who is cut off from their heritage is not capable of anything glorious moving forward. That is what they want, automatons that are thinking without thought, that produce and consume and nothing more for anti-whiteism. When you have no past, you have no future. That is why they're on our necks. This is us reasserting who and what we truly are.
There's a line in the song Walking in Memphis, and it goes, "Tell me, are you a Christian child? Ma'am, I am tonight." But the people here are every day, and that's another thing that they can't be separated from. Their racial identity, their cultural identity, their spiritual identity, it all works in harmony with one another, and it cannot be stamped out. It is not stamped out in the hearts and minds of these people. And I tell you, this is something that could spread like wildfire. It has to be disconcerting to the true haters of the world, those who hate us, that after all the efforts, It's standing room only. Nobody else could park here. And there was no promotion. There was no advertising. Hey, there was a sign on the street that said festival with games and a bunch of Confederate flags and live music and some food vendors, and everybody just was here.
Can you imagine, right? Or at least I want to imagine. Maybe we can paint a picture of this. What I would love to imagine right now with everybody, listeners and the wonderful folks who are with us right now. Right now, in the living rooms or in the automobiles, wherever the anti-whites are listening to what we're saying here today, who know that they have invested the billions of dollars. They know that they have invested countless hours in coming up with concepts to undermine us. And yet this is happening. Try to imagine them pulling their hair out at this moment, at the fact that it so easily reasserts itself despite all of their hate-filled anti-white propaganda.
And this is just one. And I tell you, this would spread like wildfire. Obviously, there's no doubt about it. I mean, obviously, people are afraid of losing a position, losing a job. But this would spread like wildfire when it becomes socially acceptable again. It's socially
precisely
unacceptable now, and you couldn't fit another person in this building. You couldn't fit another person on this land. There's nowhere to park. And that's just absolutely incredible. And again, this is happening under the shade of what happened just this weekend. And this was the point. I didn't want to be black-pilling. But the Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville was taken down this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to mention that. We had Jason Kessler on the program just last week, and those people demonstrated are facing an egregious miscarriage of justice and trials coming up in October. We talked with Jason Kessler last week, and since then, from last Saturday until tonight, the monument to the greatest American, Robert E. Lee,
amen,
has been taken
that
down in Charlottesville. They can take down the monuments. Monuments can be restored.
That's
they
it
do not win unless they destroy our spirit and our soul. And they have not taken that. I don't think they're going to take that. And I'm not so sure, Jason, that this overreach, this completely over-the-top antics like the desecration of graves where they dug up the bones of one of the great Southern heroes, my hero, the icon, Nathan Bedford Forrest. They're doing these things. I'm not so sure that it is not having an adverse effect in the hearts and the minds of our people. But they can take down the monuments. They can desecrate graves. But they have not broken our spirit. And this is evidence tonight.
Amen
is right
to that
here.
Amen to that. Absolutely. Everything that we have made can be remade. Everything that we have built can be rebuilt as long as the spirit remains the same. And that
is
we
the spirit broken?
Absolutely not.
Is the spirit broken here tonight?
Well, without question, it has not been broken. And I'll change what you said just a little bit. It'll spread like wild roses, beautiful white roses from continent to continent. Nothing can stop Western man. We have moved through every challenge that we have ever faced in the history of our people. Every element, every alien tribe, every disease.
Well, the Spanish faced more occupation for 300 years, hundreds of years.
Precisely.
And they still reasserted themselves. It will come back. It's suppressed. It may be underneath the surface, but it will. Jefferson Davis said this. These principles will reassert themselves.
Oh, without
question. In a different time and in a different way.
Without question. And this is evidence that the spirit lives. There's a pulse on the patient. No matter what the anti-whites have done, that blip keeps coming up. The pulse on that patient. And that heart will beat true and strong again. As long as true and strong people like the ones we see here today and those who are listening right now from shining sea to shining sea on this coast and in every other continent that we have raised our banners and declared our name against all the elements that would threaten to take us down. As long as that people continues to march forward, we have the hope that we can reclaim our destiny, take everything back from the anti-whites that they have attempted to white erase. And by God, that statue of Robert E. Lee will rise again, and there will be people circling that statue in celebration. We will show the anti-whites once and for all that we will not be white erased.
I'm looking out now on a sea of Southern humanity and a sea of Southern crosses, a Christian cross, the cross of St. Andrews, for the national flag of Scotland, repurposed with the 13 states that represented the Confederacy, a different color scheme. It is a Christian flag, and I see the Christian flag there as well, and I see it in the hearts and the minds and the souls and the faces of these people, and I am so proud to be here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I have been doing this for 17 years, and I have I've seen a lot. I've suffered a lot. But it has been a wonderful life. And the life has been made wonderful because I have been able to engage in fellowship and camaraderie with everyone that is in this room tonight. This has been a wonderful life. I wouldn't trade it for any amount of silver. You could never, ever cajole me or bribe me to betray my heritage, my ancestors, my faith. It is entirely my privilege to be in this place tonight with everyone that I'm looking at. I wish on some nights this was a television broadcast and not radio, because I just wish that the audience could see through my eyes tonight at the people that I'm looking at the scene I'm looking at. They walk out the door, you hear the band playing outside. The flag was raised today. This is an amazing day to be alive. It's an amazing day to be a white man and a white Southerner, and it's an amazing day to be together with so many people. We got to take a break. Two more hours to come. We're going to get the Hunter next. We're going to get the Hunter this segment. We're going to get the Hunter next. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.